Welcome in. Today we're going for that proper junglist balance. A snare that snaps your face off, sitting on top of a low end that still feels unstoppable. Old school jungle and early D&B are basically a magic trick. The drums sound sharp and aggressive, but the sub is still huge and steady. The secret is not make everything louder. It's making the snare and bass take turns, and arranging moments so the drop feels heavier than the meters say. This is an intermediate Ableton Live 12 session. We'll stay mostly stock. Move fast and focus on three things: break foundation, snare layering and snap, and low-end management plus arrangement. First, session setup so the timing feels like jungle. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 172 BPM. I like 170 as a home base. Now open your groove pool, because this is where the bounce comes from. Grab a subtle swing, something MPC 16 swing-ish or SP 1200-ish, and start gentle. Amount around 10 to 20%, timing at 100, velocity barely any, like 0 to 10%. We're not trying to make it drunk, just alive. And a quick headroom rule, while you're building, keep your peaks roughly around minus 6 dB. Jungle gets messy fast if you build into the ceiling. Now let's build the movement, your break foundation. Create a drum rock track and name it Break Core. Drop in a classic loop, amen, think, anything in that zone. Then slice it so you're not stuck with one repeating audio loop. Right-click, slice to new MIDI track. Use transient slicing, or the built-in slicer preset. The point is simple, we want control over hits, little edits, and variation. Inside that sliced rack, keep the original character, but do not let the break own the low end. Put a Q8 on the break chain and high-pass it around 120 to 180 Hz. Use a steeper slope if you need it. If it feels boxy, dip a bit around 200 to 350. Your goal is, breaks are vibe, shuffle and grit. Sub is not their job. Now the main event, the junglist snare layer. Make a separate track called Snare Bus. You can use a drum rack or just a couple simplers, whatever is fastest for you. We're going to build 2 to 3 layers. Think of it like this. You need a body, the weight and punch of the snare. You need a snap, that fast top transient that cuts through bass. And optionally, an air layer, a super short hat or noise burst that adds presence up high. Are really authentic moves making one layer from the era, like a snare hit sampled from a break, and one layer cleaner and modern. That combo gives you old vibe but dependable impact. Now here's where intermediate producers actually level up. Alignment. Load each layer in simpler in one-shot mode. Usually, warp off for one-shots. Zoom in until you can see the transient. Your job is to line up the exact start of the snap with the start of the body. Tiny start adjustments matter here. If they're late or early, you'll get that flammy, weak hit that never feels confident. Take the time. This is 5 minutes that saves you an hour of overprocessing later. Let's EQ slot the layers like a DJ mix. On the body layer with EQ8, high pass around 120 to 180. If you need a little chest, gently lift around 180 to 250. If it's cardboardy, cut around 350 to 600. And if it needs more crack, a small push around 2 to 4K can be the difference between nice and junglist. On the snap layer, go aggressive. High pass somewhere between 700 and 1500 Hz. Yes, that high. This layer is not allowed to bring low mid junk. Then boost around 3 to 6K for bite. If you want brightness, a gentle shelf around 8 to 10K. But don't just crank air and hope for the best. For the optional air layer, high pass around 4 to 6K and focus it in the 8 to 12K region. Keep it short. If it rings or hisses too long, it'll feel like cheap brightness and fight your hats. Now we shape the bus so it speaks clearly on top of the bass. On the snare bus, add drum bus. Drive around 2 to 6. Crunch low, like 0 to 10. Subtle. The big knob here is transients. Anywhere from plus 5 up to plus 20 depending on your samples. Boom should be off. We're not adding low end to the snare bus in jungle. That's how you steal energy from your sub. After drum bus, put saturator. Soft sine or analog clip. Drive maybe 1 to 4 dB. Soft clip on. This is for density and consistency, not for destroying it. Optional but useful. Glue compressor on the snare bus. Just to make layers feel like one instrument. Try attack at 3 milliseconds. Release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. And only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on the hits. If you're doing 5 dB and it sounds smaller, you're pinching the transient you worked so hard to build. Quick coach note before we go to bass. Treat sub versus snare as a timing problem first, not a processing problem. If your snare and sub feel like they're fighting, try nudging the bass note start a few milliseconds later, Like 5 to 15 ms, jungle often feels heavier when the snare transient arrives first, then the sub lands right after, like a 1-2 punch. You can do that with track delay, clip start, or just shifting MIDI. Alright, floor shaking low end time. We'll use two tracks, sub and mid bass. The sub is your foundation, mono, clean, consistent. The mid bass is texture and character, and that's where width can happen. On sub, load operator, oscillator as a sign, set the amp envelope tight, fast attack, full sustain, short release. Then add a light saturator, 1 to 2 dB drive, soft clip-on, just to give it a touch of harmonics so it reads on smaller speakers. And EQ 8 and low pass around 90 to 120 Hz to keep it pure. Then utility, width at 0%, always. Sub is center. For dynamics, add a simple compressor. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack around 10 to 30 ms, release 60 to 120 ms, and aim for just 1 to 3 dB of reduction. This is control, not pumping. Now mid bass. Use Waveitable for a quick resoundation. Add a bit of unison, like 2 to 4 voices, slight to tune. Then auto filter, low pass 24 dB, and map the cutoff to a macro so you can animate it later. For dirt, roar or saturator. If you use roar, pick a warm style like tube and keep the low end trimmed. Then EQ 8, high pass at 120 to 180 Hz. This is critical. Your mid bass is not allowed to compete with your sub down low. Stereo, utility width somewhere around 110 to 150%, but only for the mids. Anything under roughly 150 Hz should stay basically mono, which you're already achieving by high passing the mid bass and keeping the sub mono. Now we make snare and bass stop fighting. Two reliable methods. Method 1 is classic sidechain compression. On the sub and mid bass, put compressor, enable sidechain, and choose the snare bus as the input. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack fast, around 0.3 to 3 milliseconds. Release 60 to 140 milliseconds, and tune it to the groove. You're looking for about 1 to 4 dB of gain reduction on each snare hit. But here's the jungle rule. Do not overduck the sub. If it starts sounding like EDM pumping, you've gone too far. Jungle low end should feel like a rolling engine, not like it's gasping. Method 2 is volume shaping, and it's often cleaner for sub. Instead of compressing, draw tiny dips in the sub level exactly where the snare hits. Think 30 to 80 milliseconds, just a little pocket. You can automate clip gain, or use autopan as a tremolo with phase at 0 degrees and a more square shape. But honestly, the simplest is manual dips. This avoids compressor breathing and keeps the sub feeling continuous. Now arrangement, because this is where the snap becomes an event. We'll sketch a 32 bar drop. You can do 16 too, but 32 is classic for movement. Bars 1 through 8, establish. Break rolling, bass in, snare present but not pushed to its absolute max yet. Keep fills minimal. Let the groove convince the listener. Bars 9 through 16. Variation and call and response. Add a second break layer every couple bars, high passed so it's just extra grit and movement. Then add ghost notes. The classic trick, a very quiet ghost snare 1/16th before the main snare. Keep it really low, like 15 to 25 dB quieter than the main snare. It's not supposed to sound like another snare. It's supposed to create that push into the hit. If you want to humanize it further, use two ghost types, a consistent, super quiet pre-snare ghost, and an occasional post-snare ghost that's slightly louder but less frequent. That post-snare ghost creates roll without needing more hats. Bars 17 through 24. Snap upgrade. This is where the same pattern suddenly feels more exciting. Put auto filter on the snare bus and slowly open the top end over 8 bars. Keep it subtle. You're not doing a huge sweep. You're creating lift and a tiny room reverb only on the top of the snare. Keep the decay short, like 0.3 to 0.6 seconds. And crucial, do not let the reverb return steal low end. On the reverb return, high pass aggressively, like 500 to 800 Hz, and if it blooms, notch 250 to 350. The goal is space around the crack, not fog in the low mids. Bars 25 through 32. Peak and exit. Add a one bar break edit, like a stutter or retrigger. Then do a classic stop or tape down moment. You can automate utility for a quick dip on a group, or do a delay throw on one snare hit with ping pong delay, high passed so it doesn't smear the low end. One of my favorite weight tricks, right before the drop, remove the bass for a quarter bar, but leave a tiny filtered rumble or reverb tail. When the full sub returns, it feels like the floor just got bigger. Now let's do quick group polish so it glues without killing snap. Group break core and snare bus into drums. On drums, EQ 8, If it's muddy, gently dip 250 to 400. If it's dull, a tiny shelf around 8 to 10k. But be careful, because too much top makes jungle feel thin. Then glue compressor on the drums group. Attack around 10 milliseconds to preserve transients. Release auto, ratio 2 to 1. And only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. If your snare suddenly feels quieter and smaller, you're compressing too fast or too hard. While you're working, you can use a limiter as a safety, but don't slam it. If you kill the transient, you kill the whole genre. A few common mistakes to avoid as you go. If you leave low end in the break, you get mud and your sub gets weak. High pass your breaks. If your snare is too wide, it'll sound cool solo and disappear in the mix. Keep the snare mostly centered. If you oversaturate the snare, especially in 3 to 6K, you get harsh fatigue. Moderate drive and use cuts to control. If you oversidechain the sub, you get that pump jungle once roll. And if your snare layers aren't aligned, no plugin will truly fix it. Align first. Now two quick pro workflow checks that make you faster. First, mono check early. Put a utility at the very end of your master chain. Keep it off most of the time. Map width to 0% and map a gain drop like minus 6 dB. Hit mono, turn it down, and see if the snare still reads. If it loses bite in mono, your snap layer is probably facey or too wide. Second, snare forward calibration at low volume. Turn your speakers way down. If you can hear hats, but the snare disappears, you've leaned too hard on 8 to 12K and not enough on 2 to 4K. Fix the presence. Don't just boost air.